Hello, my name is Madame. I'm here to start the show. There you go.
Hello, my name is Madame. I'm here to start the show.
Oh my god.
Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
The gout, okay?
It gets the gout.
I see from your face you did not know about the rascal. So
it's another episode of Talking with Mar. This time we're going to talk about Luke Cage, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and stuff from New York Comic Con. We just finished actually watching the very last episode of Luke Cage. What do you think about it?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was... First of all, I was very happy to see, you know, the fact that they actually have, like, a diverse cast. And, you know, I really think that Marvel does an excellent job of making the city very much a character on its own. So it was just Harlem as being its own character and, like, a living, breathing entity in the story was really powerful. I also enjoyed the fact that it pissed people off to no fucking end. Like, hashtag white tears over here. People were ridiculously upset that there were not very many white people in it. And it's like... Shut the fuck up. You're in everything else, okay? Bye.
Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot, too. Like, everybody talks about it, but the music's so good. I want that soundtrack.
Like, everybody's on this show. Faith Evans is on it, and, like, Method Man, and, like, everybody's on it, okay?
Yeah, there's a lot. And the casting is really good. The writing's really good. I like the ending because it wasn't, like, the way a lot...
It wasn't like everything was wrapped up
yeah.
in a bow.
So it's
yeah.
really good. The guy that's lead as Luke Cage, I liked him a lot. I don't think I'd ever seen him in anything before this.
I haven't seen him in anything before this either.
I think the standout performance in the whole thing is the guy that plays Cottonmouth.
I liked him a lot. I've seen him in other stuff, but, you know, I can't.
Not to hit on any spoilers,
exactly,
but he is really good.
He was really, really
it.
Good. Yeah, like, that actor was really good.
Yeah, the whole
There's
cast
just a
really
lot
good.
Of really talented people. And, you know, my lady Rosario Dawson's in it, and I love her.
Yeah, Rosario
so.
Dawson's really good in
I
it.
Love her to no end.
She's been in everyone else so far?
Yeah, she's in all the Netflix ones.
She's in both Daredevils, right?
Yeah.
And then she was in... Yeah, she was in Jessica Jones.
Do you think she's going to be in The Punisher, which they started filming? Yay!
No, I don't know if she's going to be in
Karen's
it, but...
Karen's going to be in it.
Yeah, they announced Karen's basically going to be in it, like... Kind of like the co-star of it or something like
I
that.
I think so. She's going to have like a significant
So that'll be
it.
Really cool. So we really enjoyed Luke Cage. Can't recommend it enough. Go on Netflix
yeah.
and watch it.
It's
and you don't have
good.
To have watched any of the other
no,
Netflix stuff or anything
they
else
They make
to
mention
enjoy.
Of other stuff, but it takes place after Jessica Jones. But you don't really have to like no. have seen anything else. Because they've been doing a really nice job of like, you can see the stuff in the background that ties to the other series and everything. And like they mentioned the incident. So like, you know, like from the first Avengers movie and stuff, but it's not like continuity heavy. And they're also doing a really good job of like having the stuff happen in different boroughs and like different neighborhoods. It's all in like Manhattan, but like, you know, like this takes place in Harlem and it's like completely in Harlem.
Yeah.
Whereas like Daredevil takes place completely in Hell's Kitchen.
Where's so, Jessica Jones? Is it like upstate Manhattan or something like that? Or whatever.
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Upstate Manhattan.
I'm not very good with geography. Shut up.
Jessica Jones also takes place in Hell's Kitchen. Because her office is, like,
is
in
it?
The same building as theirs.
No, it's not in the same building.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think it is.
Dude, her office is in the same building.
I don't think it is. We'll have to look it up later.
Dude, I swear to God, it's in the same building.
I don't think it is. Whatever.
Well, because they, like, walk past her, don't they? Mm-hmm. Like, what, like they walk past her office.
No, the office that's next door that all the fanboys were talking about, I think, is from that Warren Ellis series.
I swear it's
I think it's a different
now.
Series or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I think they're the same building noisy neighbor ties them together or something.
I think her building, her office is actually not an office. Her office is in an apartment complex that she made into an office, basically.
I think it's on a different floor. But I have a feeling this whole segment's going to get cut because this is like... Not related to anything.
I don't edit. What the fuck are you talking about?
But anyway, they had a Defenders panel at New York City Comic Con, And they announced who the main villain for Defenders is going to be, and it's Sigourney Weaver.
It's really cool. It's like she's been rumored to be in, like, a Marvel thing for a couple years now, yeah. So it's really cool.
And then they had an extended trailer for Iron Fist, which looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, that looks really good. And it's got, like, the guy from Game of Thrones in it.
Yeah. So I think, like, it's going to be really, I think it's going to be good. And then you got Defenders. Or is Punisher after Iron Fist, or is it Defenders?
Well, Punisher is filming now, but, like, Iron Fist is March, and that's usually when Daredevil comes out, so it's, like, taking that slot. So there's Iron Fist, and then I think we're getting, like, the next batch of movies, because, like, Guardians is, like, May. And then I'm going to assume Defenders is September, because that seems to be the way they've been doing it, is, like, March, September.
But that should be good. That was announced, I don't remember.
I'm really looking forward
to
it.
I haven't really kept up what was a lot of the stuff that's happened at New York Comic Con. I know that
I got stuff.
Hayley Atwell's gonna be in
Avengers Secret Wars on Disney.
Yeah,
Channel.
She's gonna play Peggy Carter. I know they announced that Ultimate Spider-Man's ending, but another Spider-Man animated show's starting.
Yeah, they're
so
doing that.
That should be pretty cool.
For the Secret Wars.
And what else do you know that?
I have, like, separate stuff from New York City Comic Con. First of all, Funko released, like, images of, like, what, at least a dozen more Harry Potter Funkos.
Yeah, still not a Ginny, though.
Still not a Ginny Weasley, guys.
My,
like,
favorite
what
character, we need a Ginny Weasley. It's the only one the only character I want a Funko of is Ginny. It's Ginny.
No, Ginny. But there's Fred and George. There are two Bellatrix Lestrange. One in Azkaban garb and one in Death Eater garb. Two Lucius Malfoys. One, like, regular and then one with the Death Eater mask, which, like, I fucking need it. Like, three more Harrys with, like, a Christmas sweater and stuff.
We don't have enough room for all these.
No, we're not. Because I literally just bought another Funko at the comic book store of Harry with the dragon egg from the Triwizard Tournament. So I've got another one. And I still need to get the two other train components. But,
There was the...
and McGonagall and Mad-Eye Moody.
Yeah, Mad-Eye Moody's a cool one.
And then there's also... There's a Sex Bomb from Scott Pilgrim set that's coming out. And, you know, like...
Oh, it's a band set?
Yeah, it's a band.
Oh, I haven't
like,
seen
it's
that.
Got Steven and Kim in it, and, like, I need Kim, because, you know, like,
cool.
I am Kim in real life. Like, great story, guys. But there's also a Knives one that's coming out where she has the emoticon face, and I need it.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
I need it.
I showed you that in a hotel when we...
I was like, fuck, I need it!
When we were fleeing Hurricane Matthew... In Orlando, I was like, Mara, look at this. And she was like, oh, I want it.
Oh, and then, like, other cool stuff is that, like, Disney announced that they're doing a Tangled TV show.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they're doing a Tangled TV show. And I love Tangled. That movie's so cute. And it actually is going to have Mandy Moore and Zachary Levi back in it. So,
oh, that's cool.
That's really cool. So I was excited about that. And there were some really cool cosplays, too.
There's always really good cosplays.
I just saw one, though, before we started this, where it was this guy who's, like, one of the World of Warcraft dudes from South Park, like, in that, World of Dorkcraft episode.
It's the guy they're going against.
It's the guy they're going against who's just, like, hunkered down at the computer. That was good. That's
cosplay.
The second best cosplay I've seen this year, because at Dragon Con, there was the guy... That was the one from the Boondocks.
Uncle, what's his name?
Ruckus?
Ruckus. Uncle Ruckus from the Boondocks.
With a four Trump sign.
Like. If you've ever watched the Boondocks, you get how wrong but great that
I'm
is.
I'm gonna fucking piss myself just thinking about it.
But that was great. And new shows just started back, and we watched the first two episodes today of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the new season, which has Ghost Rider. Which looks like it's pretty cool. There's some good stuff.
I liked Ghost Rider, and I really liked how they've given Daisy a better arc. Because at first, when she was Sky and, like, in the beginning of the show, I felt like she was kind of useless. I don't know. Like, I just wasn't feeling it.
I think they build her up as, like, they actually created a good arc for her because she's learned as she's went and she's gotten better as an agent and stuff like that. But originally, I didn't like her character that much.
Yeah, I just, like, I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. didn't really start to pick up for me until, like, the second half of season one.
Though the best arc of any character on TV ever, I still say, is Mickey on Doctor Who. Because he went from a coward to a hero.
He's a fucking hero.
At the end,
yeah.
Like, his last appearance.
Yeah.
That's very
good. And considering, like, they start off with him and, like, Rose's mom thinks that, like, he murdered Rose and shit. Like,
which was a really good thing.
And it was like, thank you for pointing this out, because, like, these people just disappear with the doctor and, like, no one thinks anything of it. Like, yeah, people are going to think you were fucking murdered. What else was going on? But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I really enjoyed the stuff with Ghost Rider so far. Like, I like this new guy and stuff. However, I know that y'all moved to a 10 o'clock time spot and everything, but, I don't feel like it was totally fucking necessary for, like, the opening shot of the show to be, like, Daisy's ass, like, yeah.
If you haven't seen it, they basically were doing the montage thing of when you see a hero basically putting on their armor, which they're doing for uniform and stuff, but they started it out with a butt shot of her putting on lingerie, underwear, and I'm like, oh my god, why'd you have,
like,
to do that?
What even was that?
Yeah, I mean, you could even get a butt shot of her, like, her in her armor, okay?
Yeah, because she's got, like, skin-tight leather and shit.
But they had to show her in that lingerie type, I don't know what those underwear are called, but whatever.
She was just in, like, some lacy panties, you know? It was stupid. It was like, what purpose did that serve?
Yeah, it didn't serve
any. Absolutely
nothing. But I like her character and stuff, and I like what they're doing so far.
It's just, you know, like, come on. Why you gotta, like, have the chick be naked, you know? I'm just saying, you know, that's a go-to. Like, oh, we gotta show her in our undies.
Yeah, but I like the design of Ghost Rider, even though I haven't read any the comics with this particular Ghost Rider. I like the animation, the CGI effects with him and everything. I think they did a good job with that.
Yep.
And I like the stuff they're doing with the team. I thought if they came back, they would basically be in the same. Not to throw any spoilers, but they're making a different dynamic, which I think is going to be pretty interesting to see.
Yeah, they've kind of had to, like, go legit with S.H.I.E.L.D. because of the Sokovia Accords. So, like, it's shuffled around their dynamic. And that's not really a spoiler because, like, it starts off, like, right away with that.
I think.
And if you've been fucking paying attention, like, did you watch Captain America? All right.
Also, actually, New York Comic Con, Jeff Loeb, who's the head of, I think, their film and television stuff, or at least their television stuff, said there may be a connection between the Netflix shows and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show, so that would be
interesting. You know how you do that? Bring me Peggy Carter. Thank you.
How would Peggy Carter connect those two? Netflix and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because she fucking started S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but
make another fucking season. You left season two on a cliffhanger, okay?
We all want another Peggy Carter series, but I don't think it would connect those two.
Yeah, have a Netflix series, and then you can show her, like, back and forth between S.H.I.E.L.D. shit.
I don't think
that. Make a Netflix series of Peggy.
I don't think they'll do it. Do it.
Fucking do it. They left it on a cliffhanger. Goddamn. This is My Name is Earl all over again, guys.
That was just stupid for them to do that. Unless they have another plan for something, but I don't know. But I think that would be cool if they could connect them a little bit. Because we frankly don't even know if any of these Netflix characters are alive in the current.
That's a good point. Because it takes place in the past from the movies.
It takes place after the first Avengers movie. So all of them could be dead because they've never been mentioned in any of the movies or anything. So you don't know if
they're alive.
I was
really hoping that Daredevil was going to be in Civil War, and they kept kind of teasing it, and then he did not. And I was like, womp womp.
I think from what I read, before Tony Stark's character was added, when Robert Downey Jr. said he would like to be in it, I think the plan was to make it a more universe-inclusive thing. But once he signed on, they made it more about them two fighting, which is what the book story is kind of about, too.
And that's a way to, like, simplify it from how many books is it? Like,
what?
This multi, like, book event for Civil War down to, like, a 2.5 hour movie. Yeah. Which we rewatched it on DVD and I enjoyed it much more than our terrible theater experience. So that was good. Another really awesome thing that I heard about this weekend is that they are saying that Star-Lord is going to be a really big part of Infinity War. Like, he's going to be one of the main characters, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was, like, a given. Since it's basically... Well, I think it was a surprise when people were like, Affinity War is not going to be based on Affinity War. It's going to be based on Infinity Gauntlet, the series. And I'm like, who didn't know that? Because he's collecting like the jewels. Of course that's what it's going to be about. Now, in the books, the Elders of the Universe have those stones, and he kills each Elder of the Universe to get them.
I haven't read it.
But it's basically he's going to be going after them probably in Infinity War, and that's they fight him and stuff like that. But by the way, one of the most badass moments in comics ever is in the original Infinity Gauntlet series. Have you read it?
Nope.
There's a scene where like all these cosmically powered characters are getting killed by him because he's got the gauntlet, which has
Thanos.
Yeah, okay. All of the power, and there's a point where Captain America just walks up to him and he's kind of laughing at Captain America, and Captain America's not afraid of him one little bit, even though he's basically just a plain human. And he distracts Thanos because Thanos can't believe that this guy's not afraid of him. And then the Silver Surfer comes down and grabs the gauntlet and stuff.
I like it. Teamwork. But Cap's got the strategy down and shit, you know? Like, in Avengers, he's just like, you know, keep it to these four blocks, you know? Like, get them out of here,
He's a soldier and stuff. I love him. But,
he's got his crisis planning down. Which, I'm like, Captain America, thank you.
But I don't think I heard any more. Did you hear any more geek stuff while we were there?
I feel like there were other things I heard, and now I'm just completely...
I was kind of distracted by this thing called a hurricane that hit.
Yeah, this weekend's been kind of shitty. Yeah. And, you know, thankfully, like, we didn't have any problems, and, you know...
Yeah.
The library's okay. The comic book store's okay, you know?
We actually recorded a podcast to let some people who wanted us to record another one saying if we're okay and everything. But I accidentally recorded over it with another podcast when I was saving like two or three things at once. So that one got wasted. But yeah, we made it home. We're fine. None of our stuff got damaged at all.
It's really a shame to see on the news like the Carolinas are really badly flooded. Yeah. So it's Georgia, a lot of places around Savannah are really flooded. St. Augustine is like completely flooded right now.
St. Augustine in that area looks to be the hit worst in Florida, and it didn't look like it was going to be. It looked like it was going to be us.
Any damage, and it looked like at first like the eye was coming right here, so it just moved, and you know, hopefully people can recover up there.
Okay.
I don't know what else.
I don't know. I'm just getting back in.
With
new seasons, we haven't watched all Supergirl. We need to watch that next because it's coming back. I thought it was interesting that they said Supergirl wasn't merging into like the Arrow universe, which I thought they were going to do. I thought they were going to do the Flashpoint, and then maybe when they set it back, it was a part of the regular universe. But they're keeping her separate, which is not a bad idea. You can always have a crossover because, like, Legends of Tomorrow, I think she's already going to be in one of those
episodes.
Well,
they're doing, like, a big event that spans, like, one episode of each of those shows.
Yeah, they're going to be fighting these, like, alien creatures that were in this storyline called The Invasion.
Okay.
So, like, they're going to be fighting them.
Well, it's all multiverse, basically, so...
I always thought they should have did the multiverses being all their film stuff and TV stuff. That could explain why there's different things. They could have said, like... It could be in like the Turtles Forever thing on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where they basically said all this stuff was part of the same Turtle multiverse. And it was really good because it brought it all together. They even showed like the movies, all the cartoon series and everything.
We still need to watch the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. But
we were rewatching the new like Nickelodeon cartoon and that's just hilarious.
Yeah, it is really good. If you've never seen it, I... personally think it's the best turtle stuff ever, the Nickelodeon show.
I always like when the kids start talking about stuff at work and they don't expect me to know what they're talking about, and like a few weeks ago we had this kid that came in with a Michelangelo hoodie, like one of the ones that you pull over and like the mask is on your face and stuff. And he didn't know what the name of the character was because, you know, like a lot of times little kids see the merch but they don't really know like the franchise and stuff. And he's asking one of the other librarians, they're like, which one of the turtles are you? And it's like, oh, he's the orange one. And like they couldn't figure out what the name of the turtle was. And I was like, oh, he's Michelangelo. And I walked up to him and I was like, booyakasha. And the kid's eyes were like fucking huge. He's like, what?
I did that with the kids at work too. I said booyakasha. And they like, I love the part in Ninja Turtles, the new Nickelodeon series, when this one guy says, I think he says cowabunga or something like that. And then, like, Then I think he says book a shot later or something, and Michelangelo turns to Raphael and it's like, it's really weird when he says
it's
it.
Weird when you say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's like, it's weird when you say it too.
I really like how they act like teenage brothers, you know? And I love Splinter. I don't know. I just love the real dad aspect to him.
Yeah, I think it's just really adorable. Cool stuff. But that was some really good stuff that we've been watching. And maybe we'll do one of these every so often and just talk about new shows that we're watching and stuff like that.
Oh, I was really sad to leave the hotel because they had cable and we got to watch King of the Hill.
We just gotta buy those on DVD.
We do just gotta buy them because I fucking love King of the Hill. Okay, it's one of my favorites.
Amazon charges $4 per episode if you want to buy them on Amazon. It's fuck that shit.
I know, right?
Pay $4 for 23 episodes each.
As a closing remark, my sister had the most on point comment. You know, once everybody got safe and everything from evacuating. She's up in New York right now and, safely away from hurricanes. And she was like, did you get spark plugs before Hank got them all?
If you've seen King of Hill, that's really
that
funny.
Was our check-in about the storm. And then, wind chimes!
Yeah, from Bob's Burgers.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We're kind of assholes like that.
I'll see everybody next episode. Say goodbye, Mar.
Good night.
Good night. That sounded all professional and stuff. Ooh.